Okay, so we're starting with Bezos Hashem, Nazir, Daf, Nun Gimel, and we're going to begin 7 or 8 lines up on the bottom of Nun Beis, Amud Beis, the Shaila Rami Bar Chama. And as much as it was a stopping point, it's also very much a continuation of a couple of different topics that we were discussing. So if we go back to the Mishnah, that's where we're really working off of the Mishnah, Amud Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah was discussing, what is the bar for Tumah? What is the bar for Tumah to be Megaleach, for a Nazir to be Megaleach, to be in the category of a Nazir Tame? And we discussed that even though there are different, you have to be Tame Lameis, meaning Hazah, something that would require Hazah on the third day and the seventh day, but the bar is actually higher for a Nazir. And the Mishnah started off by listing a whole litany of, we said Meis, Kzayis Ben HaMeis, Kzayis Netzel, Tarvan Malei Rekev, we spent plenty of time on that, Shedra V'Gogoylas, okay, and so we're in the middle of discussing the sugya of Shedra v'Gogoylas. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time discussing, is it Shedra and Gogoylas, Shedra or Gogoylas, okay? And after all that, we still didn't come out with a clarity. It was late nifshat. But in the process, we brought a raya that discussed, we tried to bring a raya, and essentially a machlekes that discussed one specific case. And that is, when we talk about this idea that Rav Atzamais, and we know this, Rav Atzamas, again, for Nazir, it's Chatzi Kav. But normally, because the bar is higher, it's a half a Kav, it's twice as much. But normally, it's Rav Atzamas. And yesterday, in discussing Rav Atzamas, we had a three-way machlekes between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Shammai, discussing what is the, when we say that a Rava, meaning it's a measurement, a Rava, a quarter of a Kav of bones, is going to be Matama, is it, what type, and what? So it's not just any quarter of a kav of bones. It has to be, so according to Beis Shammai, we said it has to at least be from 2 or 3 bones. Beis Hillel said it has to be Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan. Either it has to be the Rav amount of the bone density or the Rav Minyan, the count, meaning how do you get there with very little bones, and that's how you could have. And Rabbi Yeshua came in and he said, I could be machria these two shittas, I could find the case, right? If you take two very big bones for Beis Shammai, that could possibly be bone structure. And Beis Hillel maybe just wasn't really arguing, but came to just kind of bring another alternative. I could also have Rav Minyan, okay, that is right in that category of Rakav. And we brought in one additional shita, which was Shammai, who said one bone, okay? One bone, Shammai said, we tried to be Peshit. Our Shiloh, we're actually going to come right back to this today, to be Peshit the next Shiloh, Rami Bar Chama. So by Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama came to ask the following Shem, following Shem. Huh? Shammai said, even if it's one bone, Beis Shammai held it has to be compiled of at least 2 or 3 bones. Beis Hillel said it has to be Reva, but not just Reva, but it also has to be either Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan. And Rabbi Yeshua came to me to basically say, I could find the case where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are basically saying the same thing. But I'll come on, that was the sugya there. Again, it was the sugya of, and the machleksim in regards to Reva Atzamais. The point being that we want to take away is that it's not good enough to just be a Rav Atzamas. It has to be a Rav Atzamas, and if you don't go like Shammai, it has to be a Rav Atzamas plus something. Beis Shammai plus at least, it has to at least be comprised of 2 or 3 bones, and Beis Hillel, it has to at least be Rav Binyan, Rav Minyan, it has to be Rav density or Rav count of bones, but the point is that it's not good enough, according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, to just be a Rav. So, but comes the following Shalom, Rav Atzamas min HaShedra v'Gogoylas Mai. So what about Rav of the bones from the Shedra Gogoylas? And the way Tosfos learns the sugya is that it's going back into our Mishnah, meaning we know that Shedra Gogoylas has its own category. It's on a higher level than regular bones. We have to rank it, right? There's Rav Binyan, Rav Minyan, but Shedra Gogoylas, the Mishnah said on their own, would be Metama Be'oil. So we want to know now what happens, again, what's the normal amount of bones, measurement of bones I have to have to be metama for Nazir? It's Chatzi Kav. So if I take a more severe, more important bone structure, am I willing to drop the shear and say I have the same level of tuma? Meaning, regular bones, it has to be Chatzi Kav, twice as much. Maybe for Shedra and Vogoyles, which are more important bones, so maybe I could with a Nazir would be Megaleach even on just a Reva. Again, if you read Tosfos Miyamir and Kikatani Mimas Nisin, go to the second last Tosfos on the page over here on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Miyam Rinon Kikatani Mimas Nisin the Chatzi Kav Atzam is the Nazir Megaleach. When it said Chatzi Kav, in other words, that's the bar you need to hit to force a Nazir to be Megaleach. Kigoin the Asi Mishari varim kigoyim reminyan. Okay, maybe it's those other bones like we were discussing in the previous brisa that we brought, where there's a machlekes about what is the level of roivakav. Avol mishedjav gogolus the chamiri tvei. They're much more chamer bones. So then, afilu roivat samas habam mehen megaleach aleim nazir. No, maybe there's no difference. Okay. So again, what's the shaila? Ramit barimar chamer roivat samas ben ashedjav gogolus my ki katani. When it said in our mishnah chatzi kav atzamais that in order for to have to be noyeh a nazirus tame, it has to be a chatzi kav atzamas hecha deikam mishari varav. That's where it comes from, the other Evarim. Avam and Shentra v'gogoyles, again, those are more chomer, was the Lashon of Taisus, chomer tvei, the chamiri, afilu reivat samais, even if it's just a reivat samais, maybe a nazir will be megaleach, oidilmo, leishna, where there's no difference. Amar Rava, Rava says, I'm going to bring a raya, toshima, hashedra v'gogoyles, right? Bringing a raya right from our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah is listing the barriers, the things that a nazir would be noyeg nizirus tuma. Yes, he has to be a tummy mace, but not any situation, not any bar that would become a tummy mace would be good enough to say that he's a nazir tummy. Yomim Rishayim Yiplu brings the oif chatas and oila and the behemas asham, the whole process. Okay, megaleach on Yom Shvi v'isakadaitach roivat samayis dasi min shedrav gogoyles chamer. If you want to tell me that you don't even need a full Shedron Gilgoyles, so meaning that what? That even if I just have a Reivat Samas from Shedron Gilgoyles, that would be enough to get a Nazir to be Megaleach, to be Noheg Nazirus Toma. Listening out Reivat Samas, Mamina Shedron. So then why do I have to say? Why did the Mishnah jump? We're listing a bunch of things. And we're talking about minimum bar to become a Nazir Toma, to be Megaleach. If a Reivat Kav of Shedron Gilgoyles was enough to make a Nazir Tome, why did we have to say full bone structure? Shedra v'gogoyles, it's much more likely to have a roivat samais of a shedra v'gogoyles, meaning that's a much lower bar than it is shedra v'gogoyles. So elamai, it must be that what? It must be that roiva shedra v'gogoyles is not, roiva kav of shedra v'gogoyles is not enough of atzamais to be, for another to become a nazir tamei, to be migaleach on it. Okay? Because again, then it should have listed, we're listing in our Mishnah minimum quantity requirements to become a nazir tamei. Minimum quantity requirement in regards to the bones specific to a shedra v'gogoyles would not be a full bone structure of shedra v'gogoyles. It would be even a lower level, dahainu even a reiva kav. To which the Gemara says, v'harava hu da'amar. How could you tell me that Rava is coming to bring a raya from our Mishnah, from the fact that our Mishnah didn't list reiva of shedra v'gogoyles? I just want to preface everything that we're going to be reading for the next bunch of lines, very much in the spirit of many other Gemaras in Nazir. It's very hard to fit the pshat into the words, and you can find mefarshim that are going to go completely the opposite way. So we're going to go with Taisus for this one. Rava hu da'amar, by the way, Rava says, how is Rava bringing a raya from a Mishnah? Rava, in fact, there's a member that says the complete opposite way. Da'amar le nitzricha el shedra v'gogoyles she'em ba reva atzamais. That the whole din of the Mishnah, that the whole din, Rava was coming to say that the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is I need okay, so the Mishnah which said shedra v'gogoyles, it sounded like it needs to be shlamim, and he says, what's the chiddush? Again, so Rava said the whole chiddush of our Mishnah is to tell us, of saying shedra v'gogoyles in our Mishnah, el shedra v'gogoyles she'ein bam reiva atzamas. It's coming to tell me that a shedra v'gogoyles that does not have reiva atzamas, dahainu, Rava used the shedra v'gogoyles in our Mishnah to tell us a chiddush, that even if it's less than reiva atzamas, it's going to be metama. So how could Rava, mi'idach gisa, be pushed from the other side, saying that the fact that our Mishnah said shedra v'gogoyles, why did it have to say shedra v'gogoyles? It could have said reiva atzamas shedra v'gogoyles. And that was the raya Rava tried to bring. How could Rava say that? Rava went to the other extreme. We have a memra Rava. By the way, Tosfos says we don't know where this memra Rava is. But Rava went to the other extreme saying, you know why in our Mishnah, Shedra v'gogoyles, it's telling us, even if it's below reiva kav, it's completely the other. And therefore, how could Rava bring a raya? What are we trying to say? How could Rava bring a raya from the fact that our Mishnah set such a high bar, Shedra v'gogoyles, to tell us that only a full shedra v'gogoyles, that's what Rava was trying to prove. But if it's just a reiva kav atzamas of shedra v'gogoyles, that wouldn't be metama. No, Rava actually used the shedra v'gogoyles in our Mishnah to tell us, mi'idach, completely lehebach, That you know why it says Shechem HaGadolus? That even if it's less than Reiv HaKav, you don't even have the quantity. Like I said, there was two components in the brisa we brought yesterday. There's the quantity of bones, Reiva, and then what? Where are these bones? It has to have something else. It's got to be Reiva plus. So again, for Nazir, we need Chatzi Kav, right? It's a higher bar. We need Chatzi Kav plus, maybe. But it's got to be two things. Number one, like we brought yesterday, it's Reiva plus, according to Beis Shammai, at least not according to Shammai, but according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, plus it's got to be at least comprised of two or three bones. According to Beis Hillel, it's got to be Reiv Minyan and Reiv Binyan to be Matama. So again, what we're saying here is, how could you tell me from the fact that it said Shedra V'Gavilis in the Mishnah, Rava, you tried to say, from the fact that it says Shedra V'Gavilis in the Mishnah, that is the bar, I need the full bone structure, if it's taka true, that Reiv HaKav of those bones, Shedra V'Gavilis, would have been Matama, so list that. Now the Gemara is just being deicha what Rava is trying to say, because you, Rava, said that the whole reason you have, why didn't we say the full Shedra V'Gavilis? We're coming to bring us a Kiddush, to tell us that even if it doesn't have Reiv HaKav.
So, small person.
So yeah, definitely true. We saw that again. Tesis says it's not going back on the Sugya of Nun, where we brought in over there, where we talked about Mace, but the words are different as well. But Al-Kalpanim again, so we're basically saying, how could you, Rava, bring a riot from the Mishnah, from the fact that we didn't need to say Shedra V'Gavilis if Reiv HaKav Atzamos of Shedra V'Gavilis would be Matama. You, Rava, used the Shedra V'Gavilis in the Mishnah specifically to tell me that even Shedra V'Gavilis that doesn't have Reiv, right? So there's a Chiddush of telling me the full bone structure that if it's less than the requirement of Reiva. So the Gemara says, Basar Deshame Reb Me Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now the Gemara says Basar Deshame Rabbi Akiva, but Tosfos says it can't be Rabbi Akiva. It has to be Mar Okva. And therefore, what happened was like this. What really happened was, there's like invisible parts of the Gemara working over here. But let's just set up the structure. Rava said, it wasn't really Rava who brought Rava brought a raya from a Mishnah. Again, what was the raya from a Mishnah? The raya from a Mishnah that we tried to bring was that it must be that Reiv HaKav Atzamos of Shedra and Gelgelos would not be Matama, because otherwise we wouldn't need to see the full Shedra and Gelgelos. Good. Mar Okva came back silently, it's not in here, but Rava heard it from Mar Okva, and then Rava created a memo off of that. Rav Okva came to be Deicha the Raya and say, no, it's not true. You know why? What was your whole Raya from the fact? Why did you say Shedra V'Gavilis in the Mishnah, full bone structure? If it's true that Reiva Kav, just a much smaller a measurement amount of the bones would have been Matama, that's because the Mishnah did have to tell me a Chiddush that even if it's a Shedra V'Gavilis, complete structure, but it's such a small person that it's less than a Reiva Kav. And then Rava accepted that Dechia of his Raya. And then based off of the fact that Mar Okva was Deicha Ezraya, Rava said this as a memory. He took that on as well. So don't ask me if Stira and Rava, because you have to play with the timeline of events. You're right. Rava brought this as a Raya. Mar Okva answered it. And the Gemara chose to say, well, Rava himself is Seisr, what he's trying to make a Raya from. Yeah, because Mar Okva was Deicha the Raya of Rava. Okay, we have no Raya over here. That's the way to read the Gemara. Basar Deshame Me Mar Okva is the way Tosfos learns it. It's not mistaber that Rava could not have heard it from Rabbi Akiva. The historical timeline does not work. Okay, so it has to, he says it's Mar Okva. He heard it from Mar Okva. Mar Okva was Deicha his own, Rava's own Raya. And therefore, based off of that, Rava adapted that, or adopted it, I should say, and said, L'nitzchel l'shedra v'gavilis, that Taka, the way Rava, based off of the Dechiyah Mar Okva, learned the Mishnah was, what is the Chiddush of the Shedra v'gavilis, that's the Nazir, the bar that the Nazir needs to reach, in order to be Megaleach. That's if it doesn't have Reiva. But maybe if it has Reiva, even if it's not a full structure, it would Taka be Mitama, meaning a Nazir would be in the category of a Nazir tummy. Tashma. Shammai Yomer, so this goes to the brayso we had yesterday, Shammai Yomer, etzem, after we get through the next few lines, the daf flows a lot nicer. Okay, we'll still have some Nazir, Lashon Nazir Mishnah issues, but as far as the basic Teichin, Tashma. Shammai Yomer, etzem echad min ha-shedra min ha-gagoyles. Okay, so again, not clear what the Gemara is trying to bring a raya here, but this we quoted yesterday, that was the third shita. Shammai says that even one bone, Reiva, if even one bone would be Metama, even if it came from one bone, meaning all I need is Reiva. I don't need, even for one bone, I don't need any other requirement. Where Shammai said it's got to come, Beis Shammai said it's got to come from two or three bones, Beis Hillel said it's also not only Reiv Atzama's quantity, but it's got to be Reiv Binyan, Reiv Minyan, it's got to be Reiv of the bone density, or bone mass, I should say, and count of bones. So I need something else. Shammai said, no, even if it's one bone, if it's Reiv HaKav, it's going to be Metama. Okay, now, what's the point? The point is like this. If Shammai holds that Etzem Shammai Omer, etzem echad min shendra min agogolos. If Shammai holds that even one bone from a shendra for agogolos is going to be metama, so then it's not mistaber, the way Tosfos explains, it's not mistaber to say that the Rabbanan went to such an opposite extreme. I don't read. And with the loy boy Shammai ella etzem bishedra, me called Rabbanan pligi alea, sagi le bishir de roi v'atzama is haba min ashedra. If you have to set up a, we know one side. Shammai is arguing on somebody, the Chachamim. We know what one side says. So if we had to play, if we had to plug in a missing machlekes, Shammai says, even one bone from the Shedra would be metama. The Rabbanon hold, Reva, Kavat Samos from the Shedra would be metama. That sounds like a mistaber machlekes. But to go ahead and say Shammai holds even one bone from the Shedra's metama, and the Rabbanon hold, even not a Reva Kav is metama, that's really far gap. That's a really far gap as far as the machlekes is. Therefore, if we have to just play based on the svara would be Shammai holds one bone from the Shedra Gagalus Matama, and the Rabbanon hold Reva Kav. It's a measurement. You need a Reva Kav. And the Chiddush again would be that for a Nazir to be Megaleach would be Reva Kav. You don't need the for other like other bones because it's Shedra Gagalus, they're a Chamir Yitveh, you don't need a Chatzi Kav. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring me a raya. What, you're telling me that Shammai is being too extreme? In other words, if I have to find the other side, Shammai went two steps. Not one step away, but he's essentially two steps away. No problem. Shani Shammai, de machmer tve. The Gemara says, oh, okay. So if you're telling me that Shammai, you've put him as a machmer, so when he's, if there's a possibility of him being two steps away from the Rabbanan and the Machlekes, so then I should say that he's two steps away from the Rabbanan and the Machlekes. But lishit minei taima de Shammai de machmer hal Rabbanan ad eke chatzi kamatzamas. So Shammai, always two steps. Not only is, meaning the Rabbanon hold, again, if we're plugging a machlekes, what we're saying is Shammai is machmer tvei. So how do I create two separations in a machlekes? The Rabbanon hold that not even a reva kav of shedra v'gogolos is metama. You have to have chatzi kav, regular. And Shammai holds that not only is reva kav of shedra v'gogolos metama, but even one bone. So the Gemara says, again, no raya duma ak. Okay, that it could maybe again. Who says it's two steps? Maybe Dilma Adkan Le Pligi Rabbanon the Shammai Elo Be'etzem Echad. They're only arguing whether one bone of a Shedra V'Gogolos can be Tama, but of a Reiva Atzama Safi the Rabbanon Maidu the Rabbanon would agree. Okay, so again, we're playing back here. Shammai is Machmir. There's a Machlekes, but we have no Raya. Are the Rabbanon arguing him on one step? The Hainu, Shammai says that one bone from a Shedra V'Gogolos would be metama. To the Rabbanon, we know we argue, but there's two possibilities of the argument. Either Reiva Atzamais for Nazir, which normally needs Chatzikav, Reiva Atzamais because it's Shedra V'Gogolos would be metama, or do we take it another step and say they're having the delta between the two, the Machlekes is much further away, and it's that you need the regular shear according to Rabbanon, which should be Chatzikav. Okay, so now take a step down. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Zakenim Rishainim. It'll be a little easier to just read. Read the words of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Zakenim Rishainim, Miktsasin Oyu Aimrim. So the original Zakenim. Now we're going back to, again, back really to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah discussed this idea that when we talk about bones for a Nazir to Megaleach, regular bones. Forget it, we weren't Pashat the Shiloh, we're done with that. Regular bones, what's the bar for a Nazir to Metameh? Would be Chatzi Kav. Okay? How much Dam to be Metama? For instance, Ba'al, it has to be not a Revius, not for Nazir, it has to be twice as much. Okay, it has to be Chatzi Lug Dam. Okay, so again, normal Tamei Meis, we would say Reva Kav Atzamas, again, like we saw in the Brisa yesterday, maybe plus some other details you have to have. Certain amount of bone structure, certain amount of quantity. Regular Tamei Meis would be Revius Bones, Revius Dam. Nazir is Chatzi Kav, meaning twice the amount of bones, and Chatzi Lug Dam, twice the amount. Okay, so now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, says, Zakenim Rishonim, Miktsasin Hoyu Eimrim, Chatzi Kav Atzama, is V'Chatzi Lug Dam, Lakol, okay, meaning that originally there was a Machlekes. On the Kadmainim, the earlier generation, there was a Machlekes, okay, and this is specific for, Taisa says, for Tumas Oil. So what is the bar that I need for Tumas Oil? Is it Chatzi Kav? Is it Chatzi? Is it the half of Chatzi Kav Atzamas, Chatzi Lug Dam? Or, okay, V'Chatzi Lug Dam, Lakol, Roi V'Atzamas, V'Revi Dam, Loi Lakol. And therefore, Roiva wouldn't be good for anything. Again, for any sort of tumas oil. That's what Taisus says. Some said that no, you know what the bar is to be metame tumas oil? Meaning if these things are in an oil and a house and a guy walks in, how much has to be in there to be tummy? Tumas oil works differently than maga masa. Now, I just want to be clear. We already discussed. Etzem kisayra is metama, but maga masa. Right? So we're talking about tumas oil over here. If I have this amount, so there was an early machlokes, what is the shear? I know for maga masa it's etzem kisayra. Fine. Now, what is the shear that it's going to be metama ba'oil? Is it chatzi kav? Atzama is chatzi lug dam, the half shear, or is it the quarter shear? Is it half the amount, the quarter shear?
Didn't we say that these are all halacha moshe Sinai?
The fact that a nazir needs a higher bar is halacha moshe Sinai. Now we're just talking about in general.
Right. So.
Okay. No. Yes. Exactly. We're talking about in general right now. Okay. Again, zekeinim or yishanim or yomim kavam shem ayolim tamei l'truma v'lekachim. We're not talking about nazir now.
Okay.
General tuma. Okay. Mektasin or yomim af reiv atzama shrivis dam lakol. Then came along the later, so there was an early machlekes, they were split. Bezdin shalachreim amru, the later Bezdin came, and they said, chatzi kavatamis v'chatzi lugdam lakol, that normally the bar is going to be chatzi kavatamis v'chatzi dam lug lakol, but, meaning, so that is a more mekel shita. That it, you have, until it's a half, twice the amount, okay, that would be, roi vatamis revias dam lakol. For Kayan as well. Yeah, but correct. Again, over here, the way Truma, Kodshim, again, every category, we're going to focus on Truma, Kodshim, Nazir, and Pesach. That's what we're going to discuss in regards to Tumah. Those are the four categories. So when we say Lakol, we're talking about Tumas Oil on those four things. So again, it was split. It was a shear. What is a shear oil? The earlier, the Kadmainim said, one, it was a Machlekes. One said it's half. The shear is half. And one said it's half of that. It's a quarter. Okay, but whatever you hold by one, it would make no difference whether you're talking about Kachim, Truma, Nazir, Pesach, meaning Nazir Megaleach. What do you mean Pesach? Pesach is to provide you, your tummy, you can't bring your carbon Pesach. So again, to prevent you, I should say, from bringing carbon Pesach. So, but the shear was aligned. Whatever you held by one, held by another. You couldn't mix categories. You couldn't say that for Truma, it's a half a kav, for Nazir, it's a quarter a kav, or vice versa. Okay. However, Bezen Shalachrim, Amru Chatzi Kav Atzamas V'Chatzi Lugdam Lakol, that it's the standard shear is Chatzi Kav Atzamas. They came later, and they said Chatzi Kav Atzamas V'Chatzi Lugdam Lakol, Roi Batzamas Revias Dam L'Truma V'Kadshim, that it would be a more chomer shear for Truma v'Kadshim, avaloy l'Nazir v'Ayse Pesach. Okay, meaning not for Nazir v'Ayse Pesach. So they went ahead and they split it. Whereas the earlier one, you held, whatever you held for one, you held for all. Either Chatzi Kav or Revias Kav. Chatzi Log, Revias Log. Okay, and the later Besen came and said, it depends on the Truma. Kadshim, it depends on the Tumah, sorry. Truma and Kadshim, which are more Machmer, so then we're going to go with the minimum share. That's a more Chamer. Even if you have less of it, it's going to be Metame. When it comes to Nazir v'Ayse Pesach, then we're going to go with the larger share. Okay, mechti einach rosh shlishish machras, a third person coming and splitting the difference. That's the way the Mefarish seems to say. That's not considered a achra. Tosfos says v'hayin dash shlishis machras she dash shlishis tam b'fnei atzmaihu. Why? Ki arishainim legilu daitam. In other words, like this: if we have a machlekes among two kadmainim, The third person, now if the Kadmainim gave the reason, so then maybe a third person could come and say, well, I understand the reason for one and this four things, for one and two for this guy, one and two for that, you know, for that Tana, one and two for that Tana, is that the Kadmainim showed him? So then I can go ahead and I combine based on the reasons. But if they didn't give the reason, you can't just walk in and say, okay, I'll split it. We don't have a reason. Dashlishes can't just be machriya if without understanding the reason, he could say, Royani, we had in Chas, right? Royani as Tom this for that. And Royani is Tom, the other Tana for that, because he gave the Tom. So a Machriya can come and say, I hear the reasoning, and I'm going to create a Hayra, I'm going to Paskin. And when I have to put together a Psak, I'll combine the two, because I have reasons of both. And I like the reason for that thing, and the reason of the other person for the other thing. But here, nobody gave a reason. It's a straight up quantity of shear. So you can't just decide, oh, third Das comes and says, all right, I'll split it. Which one's Matama? Chatzikav or Roivakav? Oh, I'll decide to apply Chatzikav here and Revakav there without any Svara. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, he's not a Das Shlishis. Mipi Shmua Amru. Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. No, he had a good source. He got it from Chagai Zechariah Malachi. And the idea is like this: if you think about this, you put it in the Mefarshim explain, Again, Truma and Kodshim, it's Chomer, it's very Chomer, fine, but the point is that if you are Matama, so then we're going to say, don't eat Kodshim, don't eat Truma. It's preventative. So we'll have the lower shear. But Nazir, what's going to happen if we go ahead and we use, if it's really meant to be the higher shear, what are you going to do for Nazir? Is you're going to be Chulun Lael Zara based on that. So we're going to use the higher shear and be Shmua Amru Chagas Chayim Machi. Again, Oisei Pesach, if we use the lower shear to be Machmer, essentially that's a Chi of Karas, but not bringing a Karim Pesach. So therefore, we're going to use the higher shear and say you're not Tame until a later point.
So the earlier Zakin missed the Shmuas skipped a generation or something.
So yeah, the point is it's not a hachra. That's the point. In other words, we're looking at it saying it's a hachra. He took the opinion of two and decided to mash them up and create a shita. It's not a hachra. That's not what happened over here. No, he had a mipishmo michagas chaymalachi. Correct. Yeah. I mean, we saw this before. We tumah derabanan and we had this from Rabbi Yossi a few daf ago. We discussed, right?
No.
One second. So for tumah mace, and then here you would bring it. There, we discussed it. We had it probably about, I would say, a month ago. I'd say a few days ago. Probably a month ago. My time. Remember we had Rav Yesi talking about Tful Yayim, Keneged Yayim?
Yeah.
And we said that we were machalik there between Truma of Kachem and Truma versus a Mila. Over there it was Mila and Isa Pesach. So again, but we definitely see this idea. Okay, Al Eil Dereisha. So again, our Mishnah went through and listed a whole litany of Tumas, meaning what is the bar for Tumah when it comes to be considered a Nazir Tameh. And then at the end it says, Al Elu HaNazir Megaleach Leim, right? Again, Al Elu, it started with an Elu. Al Elu Tumas HaNazir Megaleach, Meis Kzayis Men HaMeis, Netz Kzayis Netzel, Mole Tarvid Rekev, Shedrug HaGoylus, Evermen HaMeis, Evermen HaChai, Sheish HaBasur Koroi, Valchatzi Kavat Zomas, Valchatzi Lugdam, Valmagam, Valmasur, Valilam, Valetzim Kisur, Valmagam, Valasur. Okay, Al Elu HaNazir Megaleach Leim. So what is the Al Elu? Okay, al elu dereisha lemuute, that is coming to tell me etzem kisaira, da al magoy v'al masay in v'al eloy loy. Okay, so there were two categories in our Mishnah. The first long list was all of the things that the nazir would be magaleach if it was either maga masa or oyel. The second category was etzem ke. What was the second category? That was etzem kisaira. If you had a bone that was the size of a saira, then you're not going to be metama ba'oil, but you would be metama amagoy ba'amasai for touching it or moving it. Okay. Now, val elu de seifa lemu'ute. And what in the seifa? So now I just want to, we'll clue you in. The seifa is going to be on tomorrow's dot, but the seifa goes through all of the things. It's just the counterpart. And we're going to have to understand this for Amud Beis as well. The seifa, so we said higher bar, higher shear is required to be another metame. But if you're at the lower shear, dahainu, the normal tame me shear, you're not going to be megaleach on it. So, but it also said, al elu, ain't another megaleach aleim. Because it's just a regular shir tuma, not the higher bar, nazir megaleach shir tuma. So the Gemara wanted to understand, what is the al elu de seifa lemu'ute even haschuchis? That's an even that overhangs. Meaning what happens is, let's say you have overhanging stones. There's a piece, one of the things that I remember talking about, that are under somewhere under that stone. And a nazir, again, it's a suffix situation. Nazir walks... I'm not going to say substitution. Another walks under the stone where there's also kezayis ben ames, for instance. So that's a tumah, a lower level of tumah. It's secheches. It's not like a true oil. You came in to a true oil to a house. It's a lower level of tumah, and that's going to be a mayit. Now Tosfos points out, okay, well, both in our Mishnah here, you're saying the alelu in the Mishnah has to be marba these cases which are listed in the Mishnah. We have etzem kesayira listed in the Mishnah, and we have even asecheches listed in the Mishnah over there. And you're right, says Taisus, it doesn't bother him. It says, in our Mishnah, it says it. So you're saying the Alelu is coming to be marbed that. Fine, no problem. Okay, next, let's move on to really the Alelu skip, but let's go back to Vachatzi Kav Atzomis. So again, we know one of the things that a Nazir is Megaleach is if there is a Chatzi Kav Atzomis, a half Kav worth of bones. Either maga masa for sure, but even ba'ayel, meaning it's sitting in the house, and the nazir walks into that house. So the question is like this: chatzi kav atzavis in roiva atzamis loy. It's only chatzi kav, and a roiva is not. Meaning that's what the Gemara is asking: how do you have a situation? Okay, where the roiva is not a quarter of a kav is not going to be matama. Now, what's the question? Taisus says the question doesn't make any sense. The bar for nazir is chatzi kav. Roiva is not. Yes, correct. Because we're not talking about regular tumas space. We're talking about what's the bar for nazir. My kapara chala inyan oil irinon. So he says that what we're asking is chatzi kav in roiva atzamas loy hechi dami. Well, I guess I'll explain it a little more. Hechi dami. What's the case? Ilim de isbahin atzamas kusaira. We said etzim kisayra is metame, so then tepakle misham etzim kisayra. Ella says the Gemara, de akmach akmuchi. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. When we're asking, really, chatzikav atzamais, the Gemara asked, only if it's a chatzikav, not a roiva, we're asking about tumas maga and masa. We're not really asking about oil. Meaning we know that for oil, the nazir needs to be a chatzikav atzamais. The question is, we said roiva atzamas loy. If it's only roiva, it's not going to be matama. What about etzen kisa'ira? So the Gemara says, what are we talking about over here? Ella, what's our case? In other words, like basically to put this in another way, if our Mishnah already said for mago masa that etzen kisa'ira is going to be matama, so then why chatzi kav atzamas yet roiva loy? Why wouldn't roiva atzamas? Why did our Mishnah skip the chatzi kav atzamas? Essentially, maybe we should have a category that says roiva for mago masa, just like we, because roiva would be matama kal v'chaymer from etzim kisayra. So the Gemara says, Elamai, we're trying to understand what is this case of chatzi kav atzamais? If it's real bones, it would of course be matama. So the Gemara says, Ela de akmech akmuchi. We're talking about where the bones were ground up, that it was ground up into bone powder, so you don't actually have any bones. You don't have an etzim kisayra even. You don't even have a bone that's the size of a sayra. It was completely, it's now bone powder, bone dust. Okay, and the point is that if you had enough bone dust sitting in a pail, if you had enough bone dust, meaning for regular tumas mesu it would be roiva, for nazir to be megaleach would be chatzikav. So even if you don't have a bone, again, it's not for oil. It's to be magamasa would be a chatzikav of bone dust. So again, specific to this, a nazir, one of the things, nazir mitama, we're basically saying that there's two categories in the Mishnah. Specific to masa or magamasa, not oil, it would be either etzem kisa'ira, so if you had a full bone the size of a sa'ira, really barley seed, really tiny, but even or if you had a chatzi kav worth of bone dust, that would also be matama. Meaning, even if you didn't have a bone.
That would be boil.
Huh?
Then that would be also oil.
That would not be boil. That's mago masa. Etzem, because if you see, the Gemara is asking the question from etzem kisa'ira. Etzem kisa'ira is not matama boil. And that's what Taisus is cluing us into, that this is not a question in regards to the Tumas El component, it's a question in regards to Magamasa. Okay, now, the next thing that in the Mishnah listed, it said, Al Eiver Mena Meis, Val Eiver Mena Chai, Shishim Basar Karoi. That an Eiver of the Meis or Chai that had Basar Karoi, meaning that it had enough flesh on it. Now, I want to quantify this. If it has a kizayis, this is also going to be mago masa. But if it has a kizayis worth of basar, so then it's kizayis basar namais. If it's a full aver, right, so then it's aver's matama. So we're saying, what is the bar for an aver to be matama? It has to have basar karai, meaning enough basar that it's going to be called an aver. An aver has to have flesh that will be able to regenerate, that will be able to live. So if it had enough flesh that it would be able to heal itself, that is the amount. Okay, now what happens? Anale and basar karai, mai. What happens if it doesn't have basar karai? Now, Taisus immediately jumps on this. Well, if we said in order to be matama, ba'oyel, it has to have basar karai, so then if it doesn't have enough basar karai, then of course it's not matama. What's the question? Why are you saying it's a machlekes? So Taisus says that havadai da'ala hiloy le'yigaleach. Again, for oyel, of course you're not megaleach. The question is, what about mago masa? Dafke sheishalem basar karai, elo b'mago b'maso b'she'ein sham etzem kisa'ira. Okay, so again, now what we've really narrowed this case down, because it can't have a kazayas of basar. It can't even have, if we're only talking about mago masa, can't even have a bone, because we're talking about an aver. So we're talking about a really teeny tiny aver. Can't even have a bone that is etzem kisa'ira, because that would for sure be metama mago masa. We're not talking about oil anymore. So if so, what are we talking about? We're talking about a bone, an aver that is so tiny that does not have even etzem kisa'ira. But it's an aver, different category. So we know if a bone has etzem kisa'ira, it's going to be matama mago masa. Even if it's just a teeny tiny aver that doesn't have a bone that's etzem kisa'ira, would it be matama? Okay, so again, that's really our shaila. Mago masa, not oil. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Ein Anazim Megaleach Aleihem. He says no. Rabbi Shakash Amar Anazim Megaleach Aleihem. He says yes. Okay, he says Again, mago masa. Rabbi Yechon, amar inanos megaleich aleim. Why not? Because daha katani bereisha al ever menameis al ever menachai sheyesh aleim. You got to get rid of the kazayis basar. In, so it's only an aver that would have that amount. However, avalein aleim loy. If it doesn't have the basar kazay, it doesn't have basar karai. It's not going to be metamah. So it seems pretty clear from our mishnah. Rav Shimon melakish amar megaleich. That you would talk about Megalech. Why? Midaloi katani b'seifa. Again, remember the seifa was the counter cases? So in the Reisha, all these things, a nazir Megalech. In the seifa, even though it's metamah to emes, a nazir would not be Megalech. And we don't list basar, she'ein alav, aver she'ein alav kazayis basar. We don't list that there in the seifa. So elamai, it must be, says Reish Lakish, the fact that it's not listed, it must be that a nazir would talk about Megalech on them. It's not listed on the counter case. Rabbi Yechon and Amar Lach, no. Kol Hecha Demash from Yikla, like a Tani B'Seifa. If I listed it in the Reishna and I can just mashmois, I could say I can automatically exclude it. So then I don't need to list it in the Seifa. Again, Reish Lakish is saying from the fact, what did the Mishnah say? Our Mishnah had, our Mishnah said that an Aver that has Basar Koroi is going to be Metama. Now, that means if it does not have Basar Koroi, it's not going to be Metama. That would be the standard. Reish Lakish says, well, I have a Mishnah that lists all the things that are not going to be Bentama, meaning to make a Nazir Tameh. And it doesn't say, Aver, She'ena Lav Basar Karai. So Alamai, it must be that it is Bentama. Okay, so Frakta Gemara, Vaha Chatzi Kav Atzamos. Okay, really? So you're telling me that don't bring me a Raya from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say it because I can know it from Mashmois. That's the other argument. What about all the things that are in the Reisha that we also listed in the Seifa? Why do we have those? So why do I need to say it? Meaning, if in the Reisha a Nazir is only Megaleach and Chatzik Avatzamais, I could say Reivatzamais, he's not going to be Megaleach. Yet the Mishnah felt compelled to say it. So it must be that in order to say that a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach, it would have to be listed in the second Mishnah. The Mishnah says no. Hasam, I have a separate chiddush. If it didn't tell me in the second mishnah roivatzamis, havamina afila magav amasoi loy. I would say that even roivatzamis is not going to be even on mago masa. So therefore, I have to list it to say again, it'll be matama for mago masa, but it's not going to be matama nazir at all. Again, roivatzamis, which we now said was akmachik muchi, in order to tell me that a roiva kavatzamis are going to be matama at all. I had to list it in the Sefer. It's only for oil. But if it is, Mago Masa, it would. I frek the Gemara, v'ha chatzi loig dam. What about chatzi loig dam, the shmas mina, chatzi loig dam in revias dam loy? Our Mishnah said, what is a Nazir going to be matama on chatzi loig dam? Which sounds like revias loig dam. He's not going to be considered Nazir Tameh, because Tani B'Seifa, and yet we have to say in the Seifa, Revi is Dam. So the Gemara says, no, Raya Hasam Lafukud Rebbe Kiva. You know why I listed it in the Seifa? You're right. It could have been Mashmas, but it was coming to tell me in another Chiddush, Lafukud Rebbe Kiva, to say that it's only Revi is Dam, may one person. Lafukud Rebbe Kiva, Dam Rebbe Kiva, Revi is Dam, Abba Mishnei Mesim, Mitama Ba'oyel. So again, we were coming to say that in the Seifa, that a Revi is Dam, even if it comes from one person, is Mitama, only if it comes from one person. Not if it comes from two people. We'll stop here. Okay? I'll pick up from you tomorrow.